I trust in global positioning systems, GPS. Most of the time, I can literally say I haven't done an empirical study, but I know intuitively in my experience with those in cars, our personal vehicles, and my phone, that literally 99.5% of the time they work. I know other people would not probably give it that high, but they really are incredible. If you will trust them. Some people still don't trust them. They think they know where they're going, or someone in the car, or someone beyond the car is giving them directions. Just shut that thing off, and we'll get where we're going. But inevitably, that doesn't work. I learned a hard lesson with that. I should have, you know, trusted the 99.5% a few years ago when I was traveling for a large family gathering Thanksgiving in Iowa City. We used to rotate with the siblings, and my oldest sister was hosting that year. We don't do that now. My mom's not able to travel, so we don't have to worry about going to the lands and places and cities and streets that we don't know as well over the holidays. But in this particular year, we traveled 80-90, and we go up to Chicago. Perhaps you're familiar with that. And just west of the city, there are large artery exchanges. One's going to the north, into the northern stretches of Illinois and then quickly into Wisconsin and Michigan. But if you keep going west, then you're in those flatlands of Iowa. Well, I'm looking at this GPS, and I'm thinking, that can't be right. You know, we're supposed to go a little bit north and then jog over. And we're not supposed to just keep going west. I said, shut that thing off. And then it starts snowing, and I didn't remember seeing, you know, west, at least slightly south and west, that there was snow in the forecast, and the snow's really, really coming down. And then I start seeing the towns that I didn't recall. And then I finally see it after we had traveled for hours, and by that time, Terry and the kids are like, Dad, you know, I don't think this is right. Oh, no, I know where I'm going. Just, you know, and of course, the kids are tech savvy. They're like, turn that GPS, that global positioning system back on. And I said, no, keep it off. And we see towns that start to say so-and-so, Wisconsin. And I mean, we were way north, so it didn't take long then at that point to humbly admit that I was wrong. I didn't trust in direction and decision-making in the presence of that GPS to keep going west. And so I called my sister. Long story short, we arrived at like 2 or 3 in the morning, but all was well. Hard lesson. I got in the mail a surprise gift several weeks later from my brother-in-law with a very brand-new, up-to-date GPS. Very, very excited about that. So we have these systems, and we have people that we trust in life, and most of the time, particularly if we've had a relationship with that piece or that system or that person, we trust the trust. But then in an imperfect world, sometimes things can go wrong. But that's okay. You recover and you go on. In guidance and direction and decision-making, beyond getting physical directions about where you go, what about the direction in your life? And with things that come your way that pose really challenging questions about, what do I do with this information? So Joseph really was in that situation. What do I trust in my life? There weren't GPS systems. There weren't a lot of counselors and guidance places. There were temples. There were synagogues. There were places to worship. There were people that you could confide in. But they didn't have as many trust resources. If anything, perhaps they trusted more in the presence of God. And we do, hopefully, in context in our world and our faith as brothers and sisters of Christ. And so can you imagine when he gets this disconcerting news, this misdirected path news, that the woman that he is engaged to is pregnant with child? I've not been living with her. I trusted Mary. What is going on here? And so the angel of the Lord comes in a dream and reassures and provides grounding and direction in that dream and coming out of the dream. But no, don't worry, Joseph. The baby within, the baby that has been conceived, is conceived of the Holy Spirit. You know, and so he still, though, you can imagine, kind of mistrusting. He wants to come out of the stream, okay, I hear the angel of the Lord, I want to believe in it, and the angel of the Lord represented the presence of God to reassure me that, wow, miraculously, this baby, Mary, is conceived of the Holy Spirit, really? For the law says, in that time, if she had committed adultery, that I should bring her out in the open so that my family would not be disgraced, but her family would be disgraced. So on one hand, he wanted to be righteous to the law, but what does he end up doing? He follows and trusts the guiding direction and decision-making point of the angel of the Lord to believe. This is the Son of God conceived within, and that you will name him Emmanuel, God is with us, Jesus, Son of God. Can you imagine the overwhelming news? And the challenge then that much more to trust God, to trust God. And so he doesn't follow the law to bring her out into the open. He trusts God. He does not dismiss her quietly, but he tells and shares the good news with Mary, and they go on to have the baby, trusting in God that this is the Son of God. And we know the rest of the story, and it says, as Isaiah and the prophet, and through the angel of the Lord, the wrath of the presence of God, that this person, this Emmanuel, God is with us, will come to save the world, will save people of their sins. That was a lot for Joseph to unpack, to get beyond what he thought was a worldly sin that she had committed, and to say, no, this is conceived of God, and this is Son of God, this is Messiah, the prophet foretold. I'm going to trust. And because he trusted, he was able to be faithful to her, faithful to their son, who went on to be the greatest person, incarnation in the flesh of God, of all time, of all humanity. Do you find times in your life, in life and faith, in which you trust, and trust God alone, beyond anything or anyone, regardless if it is a moment or a decision, mark a point of certainty or uncertainty, of joy, of triumph, of struggle, of concern, and all of it for yourself, for your immediate extended families, and job, and making a health decision. You can name all these things in life that you have experienced, that you are experiencing, and yet to experience. But do you really name and claim as Christian, as brothers and sisters in Christ, individually and community, your trust in the presence of God? Emmanuel, God is with us. Not only as we celebrate the new birth of that in our lives on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but throughout every day of your life. God birthing that conviction, that promise, that joy, that if you rely on me in the most uncertain times or certain times, I will show you the way, I will guide you. And I will redirect your paths if you fall wayward, if you just stay with me. Now, we know that sometimes we get up against it in life, and it can really make us angry. Angry, and then there are angry responses, some of which I participated in, unfortunately, and I'm not proud of over my lifetime, or at least lean into. And so the wrongness of humanity, or when we step back, or we're forgetting to be faithful and convicted in the presence of God, is this as difficult as it is, don't fall into these worldly responses. J.A. Hadfield, a leading British psychologist, he kind of playfully but seriously says that when we're up against it during this time, and we step back of our faith, that people fall into generally four categories. One, they can scream, they can get drunk, they can blame it on others, or they can pray. They can scream, they can get drunk, they can blame it on others, or they can pray. What do you do? Are there other responses that are there things that you do to medicate? Legally or illegally? Do you have this quiet closet in your life, or maybe it's known in a struggle that when you're really up against it with the resources that we have in this world, not all of which are good to partake, a body and mind and spirit, do you give in? Do you fall? All the more reason that we come and worship to confess and remind it is who our compass is to direct us. Do you scream? Do you get angry? You say, well, this is not my fault, and if I had more information and people would help me, then I'd be able to find my way. So just being transparent with you on that, because I think if we're honest, sometimes we avoid prayer, which allows us centering. And in strange and mysterious ways, Prayer life comes in those quiet, still moments of waking or sleep. Even in dreams, we need to pay attention to those. What maybe, not all dreams are to mean something, there are ways that we're working things out, but at least lets us know what we're struggling with or what's being revealed in us. How is God's presence helping to emerge clarity for you that coming out of those dreams, you might then connect it with prayer? That you might connect it with prayer. And that before I do this worldly thing, I'm going to do this spiritual thing just as Joseph did. And I'm going to trust in the presence of God. And it may not come tomorrow, the next week, or the next month. We are pressed in these decisions in life and these things that come our way. But if we hold on to that faith and we model and we support one another who hold on to the promise and presence of Emmanuel, God with us in God, we endure and we get on the other side every time. It may not be exactly where we thought we'd be on the other side, but we discover God's presence and hope and peace and joy and love. Are you trusting in the presence of God? Now, I'm one of these kind of people that likes to gather all the information before I make decisions. And in some ways, that can become a mistrusting act. To know when to stop, when I have enough information, I can't know all the facts there are to gather in making a small or big decision in my life, to let go and finally trust God in the uncertainty of it. So a huge marker point in my life with that, where I was trying to gather all the information, was when I decided to get married 32 years ago. I loved Terry, and we were engaged, and I'm thinking, like, why, is this the person? Is this the one? And what about this, and her family, and my family, and her career, to my career, and if we go on this path? And I almost became self-overwhelmed by not trusting in God, to not have all the answers. You see, there are marker points, even planned ones, such as marriage, in which we need to let go and trust. And as you live into that relationship, God revealing God's self in ways that you can't even imagine, which is eventually what happened to me. Now, most of this has been a joy ride. There, like in all relationships, it can be bumpy. But I look back and I look at where we're now and where we're going after 32 plus years, I see that the times that she did and I did, and then most powerfully when we did together, trust in Emmanuel, God with us through it all. Through marriage, through our kids, and our kids make good decisions or bad decisions, and some things happen in their lives that we don't have control over. But we trust in that presence of God. And look at the analogy and symbol when we do that of things being birthed again in greatness that give us hope. Birth in greatness. The Christ child is not just born in our lives on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but God has God's presence emerging new ways that Christ child emerges in you. And so at that time, 32 years ago, one of the ways that God birthed confidence and trust was to rely on Scripture. And I led in thoughtful reflection on that this morning. And so it wasn't enough to have one pastor in our wedding. We had to have two, because one was counseling Terry, one was counseling me, and then we counseled together, and it was just joy to have everyone present. It was a large wedding. So in some ways that might have been an act of trust for all these people, but also this. So I got to have all these people here, all these relationships, so that we know this is going to be right. But one of the pastors pointed us, particularly at me, because Terry had much more confidence than I did, was in the scripture from Proverbs 3:5-6. And it fits at any time. Isn't the beauty of scripture? It's not just in seasons, but and then we can apply it. Trust in the Lord, Hoyt, with all your heart. Terry knows you know her. These are the foundations that you have to build in love and care for one another in your faith. Respecting one another's individuality, but then coming together as a couple. And imagine that also with Mary and Joseph. God and the angel, and then as they talk to people and trust the people of faith. Mary, as you bring your individuality, and Joseph, your individuality. But as you come together, you can have family and you can have these beautiful children. Trust in the Lord, boy. Trust in the Lord, Mary and Joseph. Trust in the Lord, all of you. And do not rely on your own insight. And you've probably seen examples of it already in my friends, in my ministry, in my walk with you. I stumble with that. I try to rely on my own intellect. I try to rely on intuitively just the things that I know with people. But in the mystery of it all, there are things beyond our own insight in our relationship with others where God proves to give us more information. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Emerging every day, not just in the emergence of what we joyfully and traditionally experience in Christmas Eve and finally Christmas Day, and hope and peace and love and joy. And as we light that Christ candle on Christmas Eve, to see and know that Christ is born again in our lives again. A resurgence, a recharge, a reminder of the power and importance of trusting the presence of God. That God respects in your own individuality as you sit and you're in the quiet. In that service when you're turning around and you see symbols or images, particularly of light, where God penetrates and God reverses. And you go, aha, thank you for trusting the presence. Just when I thought everything was lost, new things are being born in my life and the lives of others. Now, Matthew was a gifted writer, so we know that scripture and prayer and response to prayer, and even paying attention to things that happen in our dreams that link to prayer life and scripture, and paying attention to other people's stories, all of it links together in trusting the presence of God. Matthew was a brilliant writer in capturing the truth of Jesus' life. And he bookends. He starts in the first chapter reassuring people of Emmanuel, God with us. And he goes all the way to the end of the book, to chapter 28. Beginning and ending in Matthew 28, 16 through 20, when he was commissioning the disciples. They've experienced as people would hear and listen as messengers and writers and then proclaimers of Matthew's gospel, they would hear these reassuring words that tie all the way back to Emmanuel, God with us. He's commissioning the disciples to go and baptize in the name and power of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and to teach them everything that he has taught them. And the last line is, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. I am with you always to the end of the age. From beginning to beginning to beginning, as we know life now in a broken line, to the end of the age, we don't know when that will come. We don't have to focus on endings. We can focus on new beginnings. From one tiny ending to another beginning, trusting God's presence, Emmanuel, God with us. And what seemingly the most minute things in life, but also the most major things in life, to trust God. And so that's my message to you as you move in through these next 2 days and you move beyond this, to remember the power of God's words as they are offered in Matthew. How are you experiencing Emmanuel? How are you experiencing God with you? How will you share that good news? And remember that when you come on Christmas Eve and the Christmas Day, it's not an ending. It's yet a powerful, powerful new beginning that will extend into the new year and the days and gifts that you have after that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.